This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, March 26th, brought to you by Syngenta. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, a spike in natural gas prices led Chicago corn futures higher today. Corn is the most exposed to high fertilizer costs because it is a nutrient-intensive crop. Today, urea prices are up 12% and anhydrous ammonia prices up 7% from just 1 month ago. Natural gas is essential for producing nitrogen-based fertilizer, and those sources have been challenged in the Middle East. Today, U.S. Representative Dusty Johnson of South Dakota introduced the Bipartisan Fertilizer Transparency Act, that to increase transparency in fertilizer markets and provide farmers with better information on the price of key crop inputs. The bill would require the United States Department of Agriculture to establish a mandatory reporting program for fertilizer prices and quantities sold in the United States. The data to be published weekly to give farmers a clear insight into fertilizer markets. Currently, USDA publishes the data annually on a voluntary basis. Johnson said the Fertilizer Transparency Act would alleviate some of the uncertainty that producers face every day, help them plan best for seasons ahead. The legislation has nearly a dozen co-sponsors from both sides of the aisle. U.S. Senator John Thune introduced the legislation in the Senate. The Trump administration expected to unveil a number of pro-agriculture policies tomorrow at a White House event. Likely measures would be designed to support U.S. farmers facing a drab economic outlook this year. Traders expect that new renewable fuel obligations will be released. Farmers also hope that an announcement regarding year-round E15 might also be made. Potential help for farmers struggling with high fuel costs and limited fertilizer availability may also be on the agenda. National Corn Growers Association President Jed Bauer said farmers also keen to hear about any updates surrounding USMCA. Aside from speculation on pending announcements tomorrow, traders are attempting to guess both the acreage estimates and stocks estimates coming next week from USDA. The average trade guess now for corn planting is 94.4 million acres. March 1 stocks pegged at 9 billion bushels, almost 900 million higher than a year ago. Corn acres in the report are expected to fall. Soybean acres estimated to be 85.6 million, up nearly a million acres from the USDA Outlook Forum in February. Soybean stocks are pegged at 2 billion bushels, up 152 million from a year ago. Now, some analysts are slicing acres even more for corn because of higher fertilizer and fuel costs. One prominent analyst came out with a 93.5 million acre estimate for corn this week. The United States inventory of all hogs and pigs March 1 was 74.3 million head, up slightly from March 1 last year, down a percent from December 1st. Breeding inventory at 5.89 million head was down a percent from last year, down slightly from the previous quarter. Market hog inventory at 68.4 million head, up a percent from last year, down 2% from the last quarter. Now, the Department of Agriculture reported a larger uptick in hogs weighing over 180 pounds than the trade anticipated. The figure was 12.9 million, up 2.5%. The trade thought that figure would only be 1% higher in today's report. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Syngenta. At Syngenta, our mission is to help U.S. farmers be even more productive and profitable by sustainably growing high-quality crops. Through ongoing research and development, we continually deliver innovation in seeds, crop protection, and precision and farm management technology designed to enable U.S. farmers to grow more using less land, water, and inputs while preserving soil health and biodiversity. When the American farmer is successful, we all benefit. Learn more about Syngenta and our support of the U.S. farmer online at syngentaforag.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.